This individual, please.
Item 855, request of David Potts to address council regarding Oregon Department of Transportation placing boulders where homeless camps are currently residing.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. My name is David Potts, and I represent the Lentz Neighborhood Livability Association. I'm here to address Commissioner Joanne Hardesty's outrage over the boulders that ODOT placed in Goose Hollow to protect the neighbors living in that area from aggressive criminal behavior by outside residents living on ODOT property. The neighborhood was victimized by these individuals until the boulders were placed there. Placing boulders is not relocation. If the city and or county were doing something more effective with the money, they would have built a high-rise by now and housed them. Continually adding to the shelter system that most of the outside people don't wish to go into is not addressing our issues. Give them the option of housing, not temporary solutions. If you're outraged by the boulders, you should be outraged by a shelter system which warehouses people and pushes them out on the street with no place to go. ODOT is not a housing agency. The voters passed the Metro $653 million bond to build affordable housing region-wide. Portland voters passed a $258.4 million housing bond. None of this current affordable housing has helped the service-resistant people off the street. From 2014 to 2017, we have spent $243 million on the homeless issue. This number keeps climbing every year. Why is Commissioner Hardesty not looking to the city she works for and Multnomah County, who have set up agencies to deal with housing? Why are there still people living on our streets? Why did the county purchase a dilapidated building and parking lot downtown for $5.8 million that will take another $16.5 to $21.5 million and years to renovate into usable space? Again, with no money in the budget to run it. Perhaps it is another fundraiser for the poverty industry. Meanwhile, the city is in crisis. It used to be unsafe only after dark. Now it is unsafe all the time. Commissioner Hardesty should be looking at herself, her other council members, and the Multnomah County commissioners to address the issue. So far, they have spent millions on the problem while not addressing the safety of our neighborhoods. In fact, the county has cut money from the budget, closing jail pods, eliminating district attorneys, and the city continues to decrease the number of police officers we have to protect all of us. The outside people have been identified as vulnerable. What about the vulnerability of the inside people? As long as the criminal element remains on the streets, neither the outside people nor the inside people are safe. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your perspective. Welcome.